In the 1870s, there was a party of explorers that ended up in the Congo in Brazil and came across a tribe of cannibals. And they asked them many questions, and one of the questions was, "Have you experienced religion?" And they answered, "Well, we had a taste of it the last missionary who came by." Religion can never be theory. Religion can never be something outside of us. God, if you notice in the sacred scriptures, never forces. Jesus never uses his miracles to force people to do something. All he does is tell them, this is what you choose, and this will be the effect of what you choose. Sometimes you hear people say, how could a good God create a world with so much inequality, with so many diseases and sicknesses, with so much randomness? The sacred scriptures teaches us that he didn't. That the world as we know it has been affected by us. We see this from all the sciences. There is a cause and there is an effect. And sometimes what we perceive as being random is simply something we have not studied significantly. And we often say, why doesn't God intercede? Why doesn't he change this? And, by the way, we want to maintain our freedom. It's an unusual world that it would be if there were no cause and effect. If you did one thing and you wouldn't know what the outcome would be. But we know that in this world, sometimes innocent people suffer because we do something silly. We cut down a tree, it falls on someone's house, they're innocent. But the cause and effect of physics and of nature, of chemistry, of all the sciences of biology and further, we see that the Lord has put cause and effect, and that we do affect the world that we live in. And unfortunately, when he gave us the freedom to choose, he also warned us to choose wisely. Because even though you don't intend some things to happen, they will happen because that is the way you have chosen. So that little story about the cannibals and their taste for religion is just a reminder to us that we should study hard, study the faith, read the scriptures, read good books, because life is complicated and it is important for us to get involved in our own faith so we can think these things out. God gave us a beautiful brain. He asks us to use it, to think about things logically, persistently, and with dedication. The final thought is this. When the priest comes with the Holy Scriptures from the altar in the procession, there's a little silent prayer that I pray afterwards, and you can read it. And we pray for wisdom and understanding, that we should understand how things are affected, and never to forget that we are part of the puzzle, part of the solution, and part of the problem. Slava Isusu Hristu!